Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Everybody, we're back in the Spacement. It's only been a week or so, so I'm excited to be back so soon. And with two guests, old bee and a newbie, we've got Greg Proops and Trey Galeon are here. Trey Galeon is here. They put his name wrong on the card. It's Galeon on here. But that might just be a suggestion, like maybe. Because Galeon, what's that? Is it like French or something?
Not even. It's like
really?
Welsh.
Welsh?
Yeah.
And how do you pronounce it?
Galeon. Like a white person. Like a really white person.
Galeon. I just like laying into that Y, getting it in there. Galeon.
Yeah.
Galeon.
Puerto Rican people here, I'm half Puerto Rican, but it's on my mom's side, so everybody tries to Hispanic it up too.
Right.
Yeah.
Galeon.
It's just a cool name top to bottom.
Trey
Galeon.
It is. Well, yeah. Wales, as Tom Rhodes would say, is the honky motherland, so it is white people's.
We got to get Tom Rhodes up in this bitch.
We do got to get him up.
Why has he not been on this show?
He's never been on?
Never.
Well, he's
2 years now we've been going.
That makes no sense.
He's always traveling around the world and stuff. He's hard to
get over. He is a busy bee.
And, likes the Europe and stuff.
And he also might be one of those guys that doesn't want to do it on camera.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Totally. I wouldn't think so either.
So I've been doing it with him off camera for quite a while.
Yeah, but that's, you know, there's a few of those that
they're scared
that drop out.
I had a phone call conversation with my dad earlier today just to give him a heads up, you know, make sure there wasn't any.
You like came out of the pot closet to your dad today?
Oh no, they're well aware that I smoke pot.
But this was just, hey, by the way, the internet's gonna see it.
Right, exactly.
Is it really a pot closet?
Mm-mm.
I think a lot of people, I know I never really had that conversation with my parents. My dad passed away before I ever said anything about it. And my mom, we just don't ever talk about it. She's gotta know that I smoke pot. But
I would think at this point,
but she doesn't have internet, you know? So that's helpful, keeping her eyes away from this. But I should put together a compilation reel or something and give it to her at Christmas.
Well, I mean, and you've kind of smelled like that for a long time.
So no, that's the thing. Really, my mom has never been like, you know, you smell like weed ever. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Yeah, I'm good at hiding it, I guess, or they're bad at noticing it. Did I set the alarm for 419 today?
I got 418.
Yeah, I just forgot to put it over into go mode. I've been seeing a lot of movies lately. I'm trying to watch 365 movies in one calendar year.
Oh, golly. And so do you watch one a day, or you try to watch three sometimes?
I should have watched one a day. I'd be in great shape right now.
You got a little backlog going, dude.
Yeah, but I go to the occasional film festival, and that really helps.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm knocking them off. I'm getting it done. Today I saw this thing on VOD, Bone Tomahawk. It's incredible. It's Kurt Russell, first of all.
Oh,
so
yes.
Sold.
Yeah.
I'm watching it.
You had me at Kurt.
Yeah. Wait, what? You like everybody named Kurt?
Anyone named Kurt.
Any Kurt. What's another Kurt that acts?
Kurt.
There's comedian Kurt Metzger.
Yeah, he's very good.
Really?
I don't know. He acts like a racist. No, I'm kidding. He has
Kurt
a show
Braunholger.
About race. Yeah, Kurt Braunholger. Yeah, he's been on here, and he's not even a big smoker. He's a big guy, but he's not a big smoker. But it's 419, so we got a minute to get into it. Sativa is called King's Jack.
Okay.
And it is in most of the pipes. If you'd like an indica hit, then please announce it, and we will load up some pure kush.
Oh, really?
Not just any kush.
Pure kush.
Let's do that. I'll do that.
It feels like you're higher than me.
Chair-wise. Maybe.
I don't like it. I'm like David Letterman. I want to be higher than the guests.
Oh, so I can't raise
mine
now? I
want to be higher than the guests in two ways. In both ways. You can raise yours up, too, if you want.
Now I feel a little...
It's fun to reach over with these chairs and make somebody go all the way down when they don't expect
it. Yeah. Game on.
Yeah. I got a tweet today. I get this constantly. You guys should sit on a couch or in beanbag chairs. And I'm like,
beanbag chairs.
Yeah, let's get... Yeah, oh, let's get even more relaxed with this shit. Like, yeah. It's already the most informal talk show, so let's all just lay down.
Beanbag chairs make you a vegetable.
Right, yeah. I would be staring at one of these lights for a while.
Before I used to get high when I was a kid, I would get a natural high from I'd sit in the beanbag chair watching cartoons all morning. And then when it was done, after being in that one position for 3 hours, I'd jump up, you know, stand up really quickly, and it just makes you pass out. Yeah, it makes you faint.
Yeah, did you ever play that game in school where you put your head between your legs and breathe?
Oh, we got to smoke, you guys, speaking of that. I'm going to take a hit out of this one that's got my face on it.
I don't even know how this works.
Pteranodon.
Face in it, I guess. Is that what that is?
I believe
Oh, yeah, I see.
People were saying Brontosaurus last week, and we got a lot
it's
of flack
Brontosaurus.
From... We got a lot of flack from the smarties out there, the dinosaur lovers. And what's the other one's just a... This guy's a...
Standard bubbler.
This guy's a chameleon, I guess. That at this point has decided to not be that great of a color. Is that like natural chameleon color before they... Stand in front of something colorful.
That right. might disappear into the table.
How cool would that be?
Chameleons have that ability.
We should paint it so it's the color of the table.
If that thing changes color.
People have been accusing me on your show of not inhaling. And so
I don't know what that's about.
I'm going to show them that
Well, because I think you're just such a cool smoker and such a constant smoker that you don't make a big deal out of, you know, holding it in for forever. And
he's hiding it under his tongue. That's under your tongue. Let me get some more in here.
This one's the Kush?
No, I think that one's the Sativa.
Sativa?
But I'm loading up some Kush right now.
Yeah, there's a Sativa. I left way too much smoke in that.
Yeah, you did. Oh, it's going to go stale.
It was like the first card. Yeah, get it. King's Jack is what the Sativa is, which is something I don't believe I've ever even heard of before.
Why does the king have a jack?
I don't know. Maybe it might be Jack Herrera. It might be like a half him, half King's something. You know how they're all.
I'm sorry.
You know they're splicing them all together. Whatever you want to do with my collection of toys. I keep thinking I should get rid of some of the cuter items.
Children
get on the internet and it's just making pot smoking so adorable.
It is. Pot smoking is adorable. That's the thing about it. Next thing you know, you're making a wallet or some crafts or pipe cleaners.
You want to try some of this indica? I left a little greenie for you.
I'll have the hit off your pteranodon there, Mr. Galleon.
There's a hole there. It's a weird lighting angle.
There's a lot of talk at Halloween this year of how, watch out, Colorado, and for some reason Florida was all worked up about it. They're going to put edibles in the kids' treats this time.
Oh, boy.
You know, edibles are really... And there was ads on TV about it, I think, in Florida even. But the bottom line is, like, nope, there were no incidents anywhere in the entire United States.
Of course not.
It's legal, illegal, anywhere.
Unless you're trick-or-treating at a college dorm or something.
Right. If you're going to Tommy Chong's house,
a lot of kids love to
you
do
run
that
risk. Yeah. I think Carla Fiorina could use some edibles.
Yeah, she sure can. She
might have mellowed her.
She gets so upset.
She does.
A fetus on a table, its legs kicking. I saw it. What are you talking about?
A fictional movie she was not high and she thinks she saw.
Wait, now what are you...
Look at this. That's some fucking stoner ingenuity right there.
So are you actually lighting it? Oh, I see what you're doing.
I got a massive vapor hit off of this little pen by doing it through the bong.
Wow.
Now Gabe the magician.
We need a magician for that kind of innovation.
After I smoke out of this bowling
It's like Thomas Edison smoking here.
Trey Galleon hitting the Lebowski pipe.
Do we put this back on its feet or? Oh, I see. It lives on a thing.
Oh, that'd be great. Put him right there in the poke bowl. It's a horrible place for him to live.
Man, I'm a coffer.
We've discussed on the show that these are just poorly engineered and that if you have half a bowl and you put it back down, there's no...
Right. Why isn't it down?
It is tough to get a lighter into it.
Well, this would be fun at a party. Spin it.
Spin the pipe.
One person puts their mouth on one end and the other person lights it and then...
Yeah, bad design that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the bowl be there?
Poor guy.
I
think the good design part of it is that it is disguised and if you are like a teenager with that on your dresser, you take off the part about chameleon glass in case your parents know glass companies. And then it just looks like a nice little figurine.
Oh,
it's part of my glass menagerie.
Right. Ooh, all of a sudden, you're tray. In a Tennessee Williams.
Very nice.
I love to throw around the. I say, like, if I see a baggage handler throw in my bag, I go, "Hey, there's a glass menagerie in there." Yeah. My glass menagerie.
Yeah.
It's priceless.
And you get some blank looks, I bet.
Oh, you sure do. I already told this one last night, but when I saw Age of Adeline, I asked for a ticket to AIDS of Adeline, and they just give you the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even...
AIDS of Adeline.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
No, they can't be bothered.
They're just like, that sounded like a title we have here. Some of the titles are so bad these days. Bridge of Spies, Rock the Casbah, what are they doing?
Crappy old 70s songs and shit.
Yeah, it's weird.
Bridge of Spies. You can't have a Bridge of Spies.
Like that whole trailer, you're like, what's this going to be called? And finally at the end, Bridge of Spies. What?
How do they hold each other?
What is that?
How do they
get out? It's not going to be a very good functioning bridge.
How do I walk across a Bridge of Spies?
Yeah.
And how do you know the spies aren't going to rat you out halfway across the bridge?
Good point.
Uh-huh. Fucking spies.
Maybe that's the point of the movie that I missed.
Maybe.
I didn't see the trailer.
Twailer.
I did, but I saw it with Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, nice.
Or Tweety Bird.
Nice twailer.
What's going on with that thing?
I don't know, but it's a sexy pipe.
Yeah, it is. What's it with water in there?
Yeah, it's got a little
water.
And
yeah, half a candy cane on either end to let you know that there's no candy cane here.
Gives you a lot of action.
The ones where you can see the smoke.
Did you want to, Greg, like, you've rolled one on the show before,
I'd like
right?
to roll another one, but I don't see any skins. That's what I was looking. Oh, there's one, or papers. No, I don't see none.
Mm-hmm. We don't got no papers because none of our guests can roll.
Oh,
I can roll pretty good,
you guys want to have a roll-off?
Sure.
Let's all roll except for me and see what happens.
Right. Oh, you're not going to part?
I don't roll at all.
Really?
Yeah.
He's on pipes.
Yeah.
I did college. I was like, I'm going to roll my own cigarettes for a while, and that's how I learned.
Yeah.
From the middle to the outside.
Because you don't want that lump.
Pregnant
you don't want football.
No good, dude.
No.
People are going to ask, what's your shirt about?
My shirt is Jeff Tate's tour shirt.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Jeff Tate and M. Arnold are on tour.
I hung out with them in New York when they came through and swiped one of his shirts from him.
That's the way to do it.
He's becoming a savvy marketer, that Jeff Tate.
He's plugging along, man. Yeah. Doing his thing.
Yeah, he's got a show in Nashville the night after me next week. Over at the Zanies, yeah. Trey?
Yes.
Let's do some of your high history.
Okay.
Let's also not forget to continuously smoke. Oh. I'm going to do another...
no one has any papers.
I'm going to try that.
Oh, yeah, let's get some papers in here, too, if we've got some lying around somewhere. I bet we do.
Off.
If we don't, somewhere in these offices, they might have some.
Somewhere in these halls.
Yeah, yeah.
These hallowed, venerated broadcast halls.
Halls of medicine.
Where history's made. I thought that was really a strain for a second. Already having some visuals here.
For real. Which one did you smoke last?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was in the glass pipe, bro. All right.
Trey?
Yeah.
The kitty cat pipe.
Riskiest place you've ever smoked marijuana.
Oh, man.
Any place crazy? Like?
Yeah, I don't know if I could.
I did it right outside the state capitol, but like the state offices building. St. Paul.
Sure.
But I was doing it with a guy that does it all the time because he's in a wheelchair and he just sits out there and smokes weed and gets away with it because he's in a wheelchair.
That's nice.
So I took a couple hits with him, but that might have been riskiest for me. Like, I've never smoked like at Disneyland.
In a squad car.
Or in a squad car.
Security? Who the fuck is this?
Yankee Stadium.
On a plane. I've never tried to smoke in the restroom on a plane.
Oh, no. But you could with a vape. Well, the first time you showed me a vape, Doug, was like Podcast Fest, like 3 or 4 years ago. And you went, this is the future. Because you can throw it in your bag, you can do this, you can do that. And I said, you could use it on a plane. And you went, I haven't, but it's...
Still haven't.
No?
Still haven't vaped on a plane.
You can, it's just, you know.
I just heard that Sam Jackson doesn't want any motherfucking vaping on the motherfucking plane.
Do you put a filter in yours?
I don't.
Trey? Okay. All right. Well, it's two different schools, you see.
Did that work for you?
Yeah, man, totally.
It's fun, right?
Right. And
I like it. It's smoother than a regular bong rip, but you're getting a big hit like a bong. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already, everybody. Click on the like button.
Well, you should make some ceremony out of this when it's ready.
That helps us fight against the people who flag our videos. Like, if people flag you a lot, then you get pulled down or you have
issues. Well, we don't want flagging. This show is for everyone, no matter what your denomination or your bent.
Yeah, this is legal in some states.
Are you guys having a roll-off, or are you...
Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
okay. We just wanted to wait till you were ready to conduct this.
Oh, I got to conduct
it? Well, no, but it was just...
There's something I got to do?
We need more weed than that.
I'm just trying to host the show. I don't need extra responsibilities.
They're two skinners.
Dude, I'm impressed with his pot-headedness. Yeah, I never knew. Just met him today.
Oh, I come from the day.
Wait, what? You've seen Greg like on TV and stuff and heard his comedy, and this is the first you're finding out that he's super into weed?
That he's this into weed, yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, it can skip by.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, whose line is it anyway? You weren't the weed guy.
That's not a weed show, yeah. No, Chillin's watch that show, so we don't advocate, because giant multinational corporations don't want anything bad to happen to anyone, so you mustn't talk about pot.
No, just good things. There's only good things going on in the world. You guys know that, right?
Bad.
Well, that's the thing about, while you guys are rolling, I'll just get into it.
Go.
I'm going to take my glasses off to get sincere. I've been arguing with Ohioans and people from outside Ohio that just have an opinion about the issue, about what happened yesterday where, yes on three, didn't pan out. So nothing happened. Like, Ohio's just the same.
Yeah.
But everybody was really upset about Nick Lachey and the 9 other millionaires or billionaires that just bought into this thing and got it rolling. And we're going to have not a monopoly, an oligopoly, right?
Sure.
You're the smartest man in the world, Greg.
Well, definitely
up here right now.
A cartel, a consortium, and an oligarchy. But I don't know if it was an oligopy.
Yeah. Oligarchy.
Oligarchy. When you start in and you own all the means of production, as it were, then that's certainly an issue, right?
Right.
Well, it was the first time it came up in California. That's why it didn't happen.
Everybody's saying, let's wait for another time. We'll go at this again.
Agreed. A caution is better in that regard, because I think otherwise you're going to let giant companies in, and then they're going to have a stranglehold on it, and it knocks out all the growers. And California is a state where that's a very big issue, like Washington and Oregon. And Colorado.
Right. Colorado,
you
for
sure.
You
have to allow the people who are already doing it legally.
But it only got 34% of the vote in Ohio yesterday. And knowing that information that you're saying right now, I don't feel is like the complete story of why it didn't pass.
No.
It didn't pass because voter turnout was shit in Ohio. Like, they just don't vote unless it's president is involved. Like, next year. Like, that's why most of the big moves in these pot stories happen around presidential elections.
Yes. Right, exactly. And younger people and the hipper people, or whatever you want to call them, the people that are more inclined to vote for marijuana, didn't come out.
Right. And also, there was this whole nonsense with yes on three, no on two, where you had to remember this confusing thing. So a lot of people would just sort of...
Which you know was on purpose.
Obviously. The initiative, the initiative process is built to fool everyone.
Well, and then I've noticed this with the comics, with the younger comics in New York, especially like in their 20s, early 30s, a lot of them really are just kind of apathetic to the whole voting process. And they're just like, we're not going to vote for anything. We're not going to vote for president. We're not going to vote for anything.
Yeah, and a lot of people now can just sort of get on Twitter and have the discussion and still not go vote and either do it quietly or be proud of it or whatever. But I sort of feel like if you're in the hunt at all, if you're having the discussion, you should probably go ahead and throw a vote around.
Yeah.
And you should probably go down there and vote. And the voter turnout was terrible. And there has to be millions of stoners, or at least people who smoke on occasion in Ohio, who could have done something. But there's the whole argument of Nick Lachey and the gang of the hateful other 9 taking over weed there. But it would immediately be a state in the middle of the country where it is legal to have weed. They do not allow you to grow your own. So if you don't like the monopoly and them taking over, you can just grow your own. And then people say, well, you have to have a special license to grow your own. And I'm like, oh, well, do you have to have a special license to live in a home that cops never come into because you're a law-abiding citizen who just has a couple of weed plants in his closet?
Right.
And then if you do get caught, you're not going to be like insanely incarcerated.
Right.
And there's not going to be this 3 strikes bullshit that looms over everybody, particularly minorities who can't, the reason they're doing these things is because they're, it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
That, the justice system just, we're in the ghetto, so we're going to do drugs, you know? So, and so there, it's not like a bunch of people would suddenly be freed from jail, but it just feels to me like there'd be less opportunity to arrest somebody through marijuana. Like, you wouldn't be able to search somebody because they smell like marijuana.
Right.
Because it'd be legal to have it.
Yes.
There'd be 1,100 stores where you could buy it. Pricing would probably be competitive.
Uh-huh.
At least initially, the quality will probably be good. It won't become Bud Light right away. Right?
Right.
But like, my main thing is just this, like, oh, let's do it another year when we do it right. Is like, to me, it's like, why not just get this done? And then they said that because it was built into it that it can't be changed. And I'm like, what kind of laws or things we vote for have something built in where it's like, and it's going to be for good?
Yeah, right. Nothing.
Nothing. So they've been saying that.
Then they'll make a rule that says we don't have to listen to that.
Saying that all over the internet, that like it's going to be permanent if it happens now and we won't have a chance to change it.
That might have been with part, like you say, all those are the reasons why it failed. The imperfection of how it was written, that clause is ridiculous. You don't want that. And the fact that they had it in a midterm election when no one's interested at all in what's going on, the fact that it was a two and a three and a no and a yes, that you had to recall both of them at the same time, and that you're asking people to take time off work, basically, to go vote for this in the middle of when they have other stuff to do, when I think a lot of people's participation in democracy comes around about every 4 years, if that. And
yeah.
They don't really get involved every other time. And I know that's a
broad generalization. I bet a bulk of the absentee voting was probably people who did vote for it.
That would be my guess.
That would be the 34% that did vote for it.
The one thing I'm voting for is,
they went to that extra effort and did it early, you know, didn't, you know, have to worry about forgetting.
Does marijuana need to be lumped in with other issues to become, so it's not a single stoner issue type of thing? Does it need to be lumped in with civil rights or LGBT?
Well, it's all
a politician that'll attach some little part to some bill, you know, mm-hmm. that legalizes it, you know, but put it on something that everybody cares about.
Well, that's why some asshole in D.C. tried to put a little part of a bill into something bigger that would erase legalization in D.C.
Right.
And that, I think that didn't work.
And that's the one time people were like, no, look at the fine print here.
Yeah,
Notice what it says here.
I guess they figured it out. There's, as you'll see when we talk about this, the per capita viewers of this show, Washington, D.C. is we're very popular there for some reason.
Right on.
Yeah. And that's another thing we'll get into when we come back. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Canna Box is the first monthly membership box made for cannabis enthusiasts. Every month, a new box is shipped discreetly to your door, filled with cannabis-related items and accessories. Each box is hand-curated by our team of experts for that month's theme. It's so simple. Go to cannabox.com, and for less than $20 every month, you'll receive your own box of goodies. Also, 10 lucky subscribers are chosen randomly each month to receive the coveted gold box. Take it from Gabe, Canna Box is the best way to get the coolest marijuana products delivered right to your door. Go to CannaBox.com and use the promo code Doug for 10% off.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Welcome back. That was a fan-submitted song that we'll get the information about shortly. This dinosaur right here is a Dimetrodon.
Oh, of course.
Right. Yeah.
Well, for those of you who are angry about the Pteranodon answer earlier on, I apologize.
And it's a lizard.
Oh, not a dinosaur.
Dinosaurs were lizards.
So kind of,
So I believe the word means lizard.
So they're still alive now, so they exist. It's older than dinosaurs.
Remember in Jurassic Park when they show the birds and they're like implying that just like regular birds came from dinosaurs?
Yes. Yeah.
For a long time after that, Brian Posehn, whenever he'd see a bird, he'd yell, "Dinosaur!" like he was a massive, dumb adult. Okay, so we're getting back into Ohio for a second. The thing, you know, that's the problem with me as a debater and why I refuse to go talk to Nancy Grace on HLN is because I forget really important things like not only keeping people out of jail, but also now, because of incompetence on the side of how the whole thing was put together, and then the lack of people wanting to vote because they were afraid of a monopoly, that's another year that people that live in the state of Ohio that need marijuana for medicine are going to be fugitives from the law, just for, and it's decriminalized, so you get a ticket. But like I'm saying, if you're somebody that needs to smoke it all the time and you need to smoke it like outside of your work or something, then, or at work, it's just,
maybe it's going to take more education for the people of Ohio, because I don't understand how anybody, especially now with.
It was sneaky that they called it Responsible Ohio, yeah. too, because that just makes it sound like it's coming from a warm place and not people that are just trying to make money.
But anybody that's seen what's being done with cancer and how pot affects cancer in certain circumstances, plus with people with seizures, the kids with seizures.
Yes.
How could you watch that CNN special that Sanjay Gupta did and see those kids have hundreds of seizures a day?
And deny them.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't deny them, but then they just can put it off. They can just, and they can have excuses and stuff.
Also, I want to track back just for a second and say that I do know there's other issues attached to marijuana, like medicinal marijuana. And I realized after I said it that a lot of people.
Well, it's been a great move, because every place that's legalized it was for medicine first.
Always.
And that's another reason why they think it failed in Ohio, is it was too big of a step to try to take. But I'm excited they took the step. I'm excited for 2016. I still will go to Ohio, and I understand everybody, their argument that the monopoly thing was terrible, but that felt more like people coming from the perspective of they don't want to be ripped off, rather than a more humanist approach, which is,
let's get this legal.
Let's not have people in jail, and let's let the sick have their medicine.
Yeah,
right. At least they're now, having a
not a year from now,
it.
And the year from now is maybe.
Yeah, right.
It could take a few tries. In Florida, when they tried to vote for it last year, they needed the supermajority.
Right.
And so the year that it passed in Oregon and Washington, with just a regular majority, much less,
51%.
Like more people voted for it in Florida than in those places where it passed, and in Florida it didn't pass.
Well, that's the other way they rig things. I agree with you. People need the medicine, and they need to be let out of prison now, not in a year's time. A lot of it is that politicians, particularly at the presidential level, are extraordinarily hesitant to come forward and say that they support it.
Yeah, because there's no upside to it, because now that the public's swinging in that direction,
right.
It's real easy for any politician to go, every state should get to decide. Right. You know, people are saying, well, why don't the feds just make it legal everywhere? It's just like, I think the state thing is just a way for people to like be able to turn their backs on it and say, well, that state, you know, my state wanted it. You know, that's why they have medical in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And he's one of the biggest, Chris Christie
sure.
is one of the biggest, I know I said crispy. He's one of the biggest.
He would be Chris Crispy if he tried some of it.
He's one of the biggest anti-weed guys out there.
Sure.
In size and in stature.
Georgia has legal oil. You can't buy it in the state. I think you have to bring it in, which of course you're forbidden to do, but somehow the possession of legal oil is okay in Georgia, and that was for medicinal purposes.
And then New York, it's legal for medical, but only under like 3 or 4 circumstances, and you pretty much have to be dying.
Good point, Trey.
Yeah. Thanks, monkey.
Hi. Have you met the monkey yet?
No.
He's a lighter. You gotta be careful with him because his flame comes out of his head. But
should we roll one?
Check it out. Tell me what you think of it real quick before we roll one.
Okay, then we can use the monkey.
What do you think of it? Like when you're holding it, what comes to mind?
That he kind of might be jerking off.
Yeah, he does have little weird.
He's got kung fu grip.
He's got kung fu grip hands that are like perfect for maybe working it.
And then that one's swinging a little freely.
But here, hold him again and tell me what you think of him.
Why? What is it? What am I doing?
Have you ever held this, Greg?
No.
What do you think of it?
It's heavy.
Hashtag heavy monkey.
I am so glad I didn't say heavy.
Why?
I wasn't ready for that air horn, monkey fans.
Nobody's
out there.
Nobody's ever ready for the air horn.
Heavy monkey, the intrepid monkey, heavy monkey junkie.
2,271 people are watching this right now.
Nice. Sweet. Congratulations, you guys.
That's a nice number for a day afternoon show, so I'm assuming it's mostly East Coast, like it's because they're home, safe in their homes.
Could be some after lunchers.
7:15 p.m.
Sure.
At work.
It's getting dark early here
in
now.
Hawaii.
Isn't it more fun when it gets dark early like this? Because you're like at 4:20, that's a more reasonable time to, you know, just end your day. You know, like because it's going to be dark in a half hour.
So we whip up some eggnog.
Yeah. Little, popcorn ball, whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. An autumnal feel that California is overwhelmed with.
We had a burning leaves. We had a big glass piece that you might remember, yes. Greg, from when you were here before.
Yeah, the
that
Wonka
we auctioned it off. No, the Wonka pipe. What happened to that? Gabe just owns that.
Oh, like
that
one. Whatever.
But but we auctioned off a pipe that was not ever in Margaret Cho, but she talked about putting it in herself, but she did,
I see.
It.
Yes, intention almost.
Yeah, she'd say the same thing about this, I bet.
She's never done that.
Which we should try. Oh, wait, we got to do the joints thing. No, that's not been anyone, to my knowledge.
Right, this is a mixture.
Because I don't know what goes on around here at night. But the one we just sold went to Matt L., who won by paying $521.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's
well done.
That's like he's like a sponsor of the show now.
Yeah,
exactly. He owns part of it.
That's like the kind
Mrs. Cathcart 50%.
Okay, so you guys are gonna see who can roll a nice one the quickest.
Yeah.
And Greg's got a crutch and you don't.
Yeah.
Interesting. Go.
Oh, I didn't know it was a contest.
It's not. It's never. Because we're gonna end up smoking. People tweet me all the time. I could smoke you under the table.
Everyone's a winner in this contest.
Yeah, man.
I could smoke you under the table, people say to me, and I'm like, it's not a competition, man. Just trying to get high. Once you're high, you're not a better person because
no
you keep
shit.
Smoking.
I'm gonna have to watch this.
Greg Proops.
I'm gonna have to watch this
with the win
and slow-mo.
Killing
and,
it.
Holy cow.
Now I need a ballpoint pen. I don't want to use a felt pen.
Where's a ball pointer?
Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
Oh, I'll just take the cap off myself, shall I?
What? And I thought kept walking.
No, he left. Yeah, no. If anyone saw my rider, you'll notice the word artist was in it, but I guess no one here skimmed that document.
Well, also, you're the champion of the internet as we speak, because you won the internet last night on at midnight.
I did. Hooray for me.
Yeah.
I beat two small children. It was Sam Levine, exactly, and Alex Bordenstein. And neither of them would, they were at their regular
You're
height.
Not a short person, but it was ridiculous how tall you look
I'm
next
not
to
that
You look like Shaquille O'Neal with some children.
Yes, if you saw what I tweeted, I wrote, watch me tower over Sam Levine and Alex Bordenstein. That giant's a menace. And then later it was, because it was hilarious how small they were. And it's I said, welcome to my munchkins, and they're Jewish munchkins, and those are the sweetest kind. Because everybody went like, what happened up there? I'm only like 6 feet maybe, but they were, they're 5 feet.
No, you look so tall. It was amazing.
Yeah, to me.
It was really, you look like Letterman
I'm not that tall.
Craig Ferguson or some shit.
No, I looked crazy. It was great. I enjoyed it.
Sprig.
Crushing the small has always been one of my goals,
Sprig is being enjoyed by Trey Gallion right now.
It is enjoyed.
What do you think of it?
I like it, man. It's got a good flavor to
really?
It.
Really? Is it orange?
Orangey, but orange-y. Not like overpowering.
But do you like those kind of things in general?
I mean, yeah.
Like a Red Bull or something like that?
No,
or?
Not Red Bull, but I'll throw down a soda.
Gatorade.
I'm a Dr. Pepper guy.
Okay. Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Old school.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. It tastes like soda pop, sugary orange soda pop.
Yeah.
But not very crushy. It doesn't have that orange crush flavor.
I had it once, and I'm like, yeah, we'll let the guests try it if they're into that sort of thing. But I don't really drink that stuff right now. You're good?
No, you first. You got to go to the left. Which
Whoa, Dutchie. Wow. Pass the Dutchie. We're on island rules now. This shit got live.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I want to lie to Mr. Gallion.
You're also supposed to puff pass, aren't you? You're supposed to take a couple hits before you send it down the line.
I usually take one and a
half. I would just take one for some reason.
Well, that's how I learned in the old days. It was one, and then if you held it, people would go Casablanca, Key Largo, and then start naming Bogart movies.
Oh my God, it's like Last Man Standing. Yeah. Just name Bogart movies. I couldn't do too good at that. Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
See, you know more than you think you do.
Sabrina.
Yeah, there you are. Look, you're on four.
You got any?
No.
Bogart.
Come on, Bogey, man.
Casablanca. Oh, yeah, Maltese.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, Big Sleep. He's in a lot of big ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I lost it. African Queen.
African Queen, buddy. Yeah. See, he's in a lot of ones you know.
And I really, other than Casablanca and maybe Maltese Falcon, I don't think I've sat through any of his big movies.
Sure you
Sabrina.
Have.
But most of them I haven't sat through beginning to end. You know, I've seen clips
cute.
Where it feels like you know it.
Well, of course. What's the one where he's the petrified forest? He's a killer, and he rolls into this gang into this deserted diner. And Leslie Howard's this poetic type who's sort of spongy at the diner, and Betty Davis works there and shit. And they pull their guns on everybody, and Bogart goes, "Let's just listen to the radio and have a good time." Well, he's got them hostage. That was like fantastic.
There's always something about the hostage things where the bad guy is charming.
Right.
You know, or is clever.
Well, it turns out, of course, he's cooler than, you know, that's the whole argument of the movie, is that who's right? Is it society?
Mm.
Think about it. Yeah.
Well, that's what I like about also the marijuana laws relaxing is less prisoners in our crazy prison state where, you know, we have more prisoners than the rest of the countries in the world put together.
Absolutely insane what a business super it's crazy. I mean, just kind of snuck up on everybody, I guess. Mm. But now it's like it's right there with the military industrial complex and it's the prison system.
The part of the arguing that you want.
And our liberal TV station has nonstop, you know, in the weekends they show lockup and all that shit all the time. It's like this big.
We've made them into entertainment. And they're also a gigantic slave labor force that makes lots of things for a very low wage indeed. And I think the rich people wanted to distract everybody by talking about how the government's too big, and then went in and privatized a giant industry and made it even huger by getting their people to lobby
for
laws.
Except for prisons.
Yeah, that put people in prison for crappy things like marijuana,
mm-hmm.
and fill the fucking prisons with them. And so it's a lot of police unions and prison owner types that are always against these laws. And so you kind of have to look at who's not for it. It's not a humanitarian thing at all. It's a profit thing.
Yeah, towns where the prison is, that's where everybody works. Everybody works at the prison.
And you're going to take that away from them if you bring down the population by 30%.
It could all just shift to weed and all the money and jobs and everything that weed brings. And people don't have to work in a horrible prison. Like, I feel bad for people that work in prison.
Absolutely. Well, I think Colorado, Washington, and Oregon are doing an awesome job of proving that it's civilized, that it works as a plan, that it helps the economy. You see the infrastructure changing in those states, and particularly Washington, which is so progressive with the high minimum wage and all that. They're doing so many.
They're doing a great job. The places you just mentioned, they're doing a great job of watching this show. Because the last episode, Oregon was the per capita the most viewers. And then second was D.C., which always wins because it's tiny.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's the best explanation I could come up with. A guy ran all the math by me today, and I was just like, okay.
What is there, about 500,000 people in D.C.? It's small, smallish, but for a big place.
But I thought the expression per capita would take into account that it's small, but I guess it's kind of like
or like a percentage of the population.
Right. I mean, if it's 500,000 people and 10,000 people watch, that's a lot of the population.
It's like the whole thing where the size of the states, you know, like they each get two people.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. Like, whoa, you're a tiny little state. Why these huge states should have more people representing them?
Well, Doug, I'd like to talk to you about that and the mixing of the races, two issues that I was joking, of course. Please don't anyone write in or take that out of context. And I thank you.
But Ohio was the 13th highest viewer duration of the last episode, so it's nice that they were that they're involved. And so basically, though, every time the top five are the five where it's, you know, kind of most legal, like Colorado and Washington, obviously.
People watching Hawaii and stuff? Alaska?
I think they do, but I don't know. I think
in
Hawaii and Alaska, you're either always too hot or too cold to just be staring at the internet.
Well, what time is that? I don't even know what time it is in
Great theory, right?
No, it's true. They're usually outside. They're jumping around on climbing up a mountain.
A lot of jumping around.
And surfing.
Jumping around in those places.
Palm trees, grabbing coconuts and stuff.
Hawaii is active.
Greg, how quickly do you think you could come up with, this went out, the five alliterative state capitals and states in this country?
Oh, you mean like Austin, Texas?
That's not alliterative.
Tallahassee, Florida. Phoenix, Arizona.
You're terrible at this.
Salem, Oregon. And Augusta,
Maine.
No,
I meant like Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, Honolulu, Hawaii. It's alliterative. Yes, I knew what you meant. I just couldn't think of any. Is that the only one?
I did the same thing last night. I was playing a pub.
Kansas City, Kansas? No, Kansas City, Kansas is not the capital, is it? I think it might be.
I don't think it is.
No,
it's not. Abilene or some nonsense?
It's a fucking tricky question. They're hard to come up with. it's Topeka, Kansas. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Topeka. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're often not alliterative. There's only like four or five.
Well, I've failed to come up with any of them. Carson City, Nevada, very close.
There you go. We'll see if he comes up with more after we come back from these messages. We'll be right back.
Do it when I say to do it.
One of the most important aspects of our band is the gong. We like to use the gong to separate us from other bands.
It's very liberally, but at the right moments.
At the right moments, it can make the entire event super special. But there's somebody in our band who thinks that you can just be willy-nilly hitting a gong.
See, the hard part is there's not a lot of people who know how to play the gong. It's a very nuanced art form.
I felt like I needed to go somewhere. I needed a home. I needed to be stable. I needed more stability.
Oh my gosh. Worth every penny.
Yeah, get him.
Sometimes, you know, something happens that nobody was expecting.
Not today. Not today.
Cooler heads prevail when it comes to him, but on one occasion I just said, hey man, get on your goddamn feet.
When you have somebody that's as close as a brother to you, it's easy to get in a friendly fight that is reminiscent of sibling rivalries.
I've always had problems with your funk and groove sensibility.
Well, I think I could say the same for you, and apparently you don't have an excuse.
Go fuck yourself.
There ain't a white person up in here right now. Except that motherfucker right there.
Welcome back to Get It Done.
Hey, Bernie Sanders introduced a bill today to make it legal for recreation across the country.
Oh, that's great.
And I think what we were discussing during the break and maybe before is, I think what pushed him, you know, is because he's just looking at the numbers. It's 58% of Americans want it. So, okay, so this. I can say this. It's not going to hurt me. Because also, you know, that other, you know, the other side of it is all conservatives.
Yeah.
Well, how many people are at 58% about things like Jesus or gun possession or, you know, euthanasia or a million other gay rights?
And I mean, he could pull some conservatives by saying that, by just saying that. He'll pull a few.
Right. Well, no, conservatives are flipping because there's money in it and because it's a states' rights issue.
Very much so.
So they're...
That's what I don't understand. I'd love to see, like, a little northeastern state go crazy, you know, like, it's too much to say Rhode Island, but obviously, like, New Hampshire or Vermont, just go, let's do this, and we want the money.
Do Maine, yeah.
The problem is it needs to be a semi-poor state, which I think would be beautiful if, like... You know, there are states in the Midwest that are really hurting that won't do it for their own reasons.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But Kansas, South Dakota or Kansas would be
South Dakota, no, yeah, either of the Dakotas.
Those states are kind of conservative. I don't know that they fall down on the 58% side.
Kentucky's number one cash crop is marijuana, and that's like the last place in the world that illegalized it.
Oh, I know.
It's really weird.
If one state in the South did it, it'd be grand, like Louisiana or something. Just go, we're already an entertainment center. We already allow drinking on the street. We already allow every manner of latitude and behavior, we're going to have this too. But
do
you have to show an ID.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to show a 21-year-old
ID. Be of age.
Yeah, right.
Do they use magic?
They use
magic. Because we're about to. It's game time.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Trey, you want to help me?
Yeah, I want to help you.
All right, I've got this notebook here with a crystal ball I've drawn. I'm going to have you write the name of a card inside. If it was the five of spades, you'd write like 5S.
Okay.
So just the letter of the suit and the value of the card.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right, and show it to this camera over here. Got it? Okay. All right, close up the notebook and hand it to me. And Greg, I actually hid a deck of cards behind you in the wall, if you don't mind looking.
Did he show that upside down or something?
Thank you, sir.
I think maybe you did.
And I actually, this is the cool part. I actually turned over one card in this deck.
Yeah, you did.
Before the show. What was the name of the card you wrote?
Jack of Spades.
The Jack of Spades.
Son of a gun.
Good trick, Scott.
Yeah, man, he got me last night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Gabe, it's got mad skill.
I couldn't read what it said when you held it up because I thought maybe it was upside down, but that might have just been me not just being dumb and not figuring out that you had, you wrote a J for Jack. Uh-huh. And
S for space.
S, J, S.
That's the hard part, because
wait,
this
is that
high,
what he told me to do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is? Okay.
Right. As soon as he said write down the what whether it's a spade or a diamond
the suit.
The suit. When he said that, I immediately started running through all of them thinking, don't two of them begin with the same
right.
letter?
I was like, diamonds, clubs, what's the other one called?
Yeah. Let's do your plugs, you guys.
All right.
This one's gone by fast. We might go over by a few minutes just because everybody's having some
extra
such a
bonus
good,
wow. minutes
good
for
time.
Ohio and Washington.
I've never done the show when that went fast.
But we got other stuff to do, you know, other gigs and stuff. Greg, what's your next thing here in town in LA at Cine Family? Do you have an
I don't
next
have a Cine Family
lineup?
Coming up, but
you
have,
do shows there all the time.
I do. There'll be one in November and there'll be one in December. For Halloween, we showed Ugatsu, which is a brilliant Japanese ghost story movie. And
yeah, I got to see that.
That one was hot. Anyways, November 12th at the Nerd Melt here in Los Angeles, I'll be doing the vodcast. And then November 27th at the Bell House in Brooklyn, I'll be doing the vodcast live there as well.
I'll come
November 27th?
Come see me on that one, yes. Yeah. Right after
that's your album release party.
Boy, thank you for mentioning that, Doug. I have a new album called In the Ballpark, and that comes out November 27th. You can go to iTunes now or gregprips.com and pre-order it, if you will. It's an hour of new material.
I heard
that
it's
I
real
heard
inside baseball, though.
No,
you're
it's not.
In the ballpark.
It's called In the Ballpark. There's like one thing about baseball. Here's a joke that I do.
I just love being able to use the expression inside baseball.
Inside baseball. It is. There's a lot of strategy. Do you Tony Bennett seen God Bless America, which he did at one of the Giants games, and he messed the words up. So it's like, there's a chicken and a salmon and a kitten wet with foam. You know, like it's in.
Wow, he went bad off the rails.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I did. That's the kind of humor that you can look forward to
I
on
love
the
it.
Ballpark album.
Did he say chicken foam?
I got a kitten. These cats are swinging.
What kind of...
Oh, I have the album, and I have a book, The Smartest Book in the World. You can get it at gregproofs.com or smartestbookintheworld.com. It has some baseball, but it has a lot of stuff Doug likes, like movies and records and all manner
records.
Of that jazz and music, lots about music and stuff.
And Trey, what kind of material is on your album that's on iTunes? It's called The Moronic.
The
He's
moronic.
The smartest man in the world. You're the moronic.
And, love, and yet,
we get things together to cover the spectrum.
First of all, let me compliment him on his the fantastic joint that he rolled. It
means a lot coming from you.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Were you going to roll one more?
I am, but I want him to plug the moronic.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk moronic. How moronic does it get?
Pretty moronic. There's a whole section of pot jokes, and then there's a great story about me getting caught with weed at the Statue of Liberty. That happens, yeah.
Wait, so that's why didn't you say that when I said riskiest place you ever smoked? Why didn't that come to mind?
Because it didn't actually get smoked yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Technicality.
Yeah.
You're at Trey Sucks, T-R-E-Y, Sucks.
On Twitter.
And you got Instagram, Trey.GalleonStram.
Because somebody already had Trey Sucks and somebody already had Trey Gallion.
What?
I know. How many other Trey Gallions
yeah,
you
Yeah, that
know?
Trey Gallion, Trey Sucks.
Wow.
I say.
Really upset me. So I had to go with Trey GalleonStram.
I love it.
Thanks.
All right, let's see. This will be fun. Let's see if Greg can roll a joint in the amount of time it takes me to read my plugs.
Okay.
First, on your mark, get set.
Put the roller in there. I pre-rolled.
Go. I'll be in Nashville at Zany's on November 10th, Whatever Fest in Houston, November 20th and 21st. San Diego, I'll be at the American Comedy Company on Wednesday, November 25th. That's the night before Thanksgiving. And I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina on Thursday, December 3rd. All my dates, deets, and links are at douglovesmovies.com.
Got it.
Wow.
It's in the thumb.
Just had that
man.
One last little
done
thing
it
to do
so
with
many
the pen
times
at the
that
end.
His action is so quick.
All right, that's but let me say those at a speed that the viewers can understand. Whoa, don't. What's the. Is there, a, is there a 3 second rule?
Yeah.
5 second rule? I think, like, if I found a joint just laying on a sidewalk in the street, it could be the worst neighborhood.
You pick it up.
I'd pick it up and. Probably just
I'd give it a sniff.
Definitely. What would you discern from that, though? Like,
well, I mean, you know, inspect it pretty good and see, you know, if it was, hopefully it would be a light paper and you could see if there was anything maybe weird in there. Maybe.
Sometimes okay. People sneak edibles in.
You guys are reasonable. I get it. You're in charge of reasonable California. Oh, I should say what the next move is in California before we get going, because that was one of the pot topics today.
Pot topics!
Who was that saying that?
There's a bunch of mice loose in the studio singing poorly.
That was, yeah, I thought it was gonna sound more.
Have you had a guy in the back with his finger right above a button just waiting for you to say pot topic?
Or... Mm-hmm. And only when I say pot topic does
pot
it go
off. Pot topics!
It's really a fun, strange piece of power.
What's happening next?
Ron Funches and Ricky Lindholm.
Ah.
We like to get the people in there. Like, we didn't do it today, but when I say pot quiz hop shot, James Adomian comes on doing that because he thought it should have a theme.
Loves some Adomian.
He did it. Oh, here we go. I couldn't find this California story because the headline is Sean Parker. You know who that is?
The Napster.
Sean
dude.
Parker, yeah. Billionaire Sean Parker from Napster.
I was smart on that.
You were.
First president of Facebook. I saw a social network. I saw Justin Timberlake. He's released a new initiative to legalize marijuana in California, and it's like one of the leading ones like that may move forward in 2016. It's called Control, Regulate, and Tax Adult Use of Marijuana Act. Oh, I let it go out. I held it too long. Bogarty, you got to start yelling out those movies.
I don't know. I was late on
Ghostbusters.
That one. Yeah, exactly.
Jaws.
Come to Wind.
Exorcist. True Grit. It allows people to possess up to 1 ounce, grow up to 6 plants, and allows cities to determine local cannabis commerce. The cities would decide. That's interesting. And that's possibly going to be on the ballot in 2016.
Oregon did that, didn't they? Or did they go Colorado. By counties?
Colorado did that.
Oregon went they by counties, was it?
They did, and every city said okay?
Well, no, it's, yeah, but it's whether or not...
how many stores there are.
Right, and if you can sell it to out-of-state people or not, you know, and they have...
Because like in Denver, they just sell the shit out of it to anybody that walks in.
But like Colorado Springs, you have to have a card, or you have to go through the little...
Right. I get you, yeah. I didn't think about how it's different from town to town, because I've only been to Denver. Boulder must be pretty... pretty wild.
But see, the nice thing about Colorado Springs is all the little towns around it. Colorado Springs, we're like, well, yeah, we're solid to anybody. Yep. So you don't got to
That's
go
how
far.
They get around it.
Yeah.
It's nifty.
Yep. It is nifty.
I went into a couple stores in Denver last time I was there, and they're just really just right in there with the banks and restaurants and other businesses, and it's not bothering anybody.
Nope.
Nobody's having a bad day because it's there.
I think maybe we just need a few more years for other people to see that it does work and crime doesn't go up.
Yeah, but I mean, we've been looking at Amsterdam for forever and how it's okay there, except for they fight about it politically too a little bit over there.
Of course they do.
But I mean, once we even if we got full legalization, there'd still be some jackass that would decide to say that it's bad.
Well, there's always going to be some. We just need to get more people to say
they
that
use the most tiny anecdotal things to get all worked up about.
In Montana.
Benghazi was terrible, but it was four people whose jobs was to go to a foreign country and be possibly killed.
Yeah.
That was their gig.
Yep. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's four of them. And then they just discuss it like it's as important as 9/11.
Oh, I know.
Where thousands of people.
Oh, what was there? 13, 14 embassies blown up during W? No one had a hearing? There were no hearings.
So bizarre.
It was considered part of the game.
I don't want to turn this into like the.
You know, it's a little late on that.
Democrats,
the whole show's
Democrats roundtable. But.
Wait, did Canada legalize it across the.
No, they're gonna. Because Justin Trudeau is like, that was his part of his campaign. So I'm gonna legalize marijuana. And the opposition was, this kid's gonna legalize marijuana. That's what they fought him on. Yeah. And
he also put 15 women in his cabinet out of 31.
Dude, no one's ever done that. Canada's pretty cool.
Canada's groovy. I was just there.
As I always say, it's always felt like it was legal there to me anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everybody's super open about it. It doesn't seem to hurt anybody, and nobody's getting in trouble. But great, legalize you guys, make it official. You could go to the web store. It's now through Billaby.com. And you know all the kinds of stuff we have. We have the cards for Hymanity. And thank you again so much to Greg Proops and Trey Gallion for being here. You guys can applaud if they want.
You don't have to. Jeez, guys.
There's no rules. Yeah, and then they can overdo it. There's, you know, I don't know. I guess as a host, I should maybe be more signaling about that. That deserves some applause.
I think.
Let's try it again. Let's hear it for Greg Proops and Trey Gallia for about a minute. Keep it going for about a minute.
Guests.
Don't make me.
Of Getting Dug with High.
Don't make me.
No.
Stop clapping.
Oh, not the air horn.
Just a guy going around threatening people with that all the time. Homeless should do that. Like, give me some change or I'm blowing this.
Yes.
There. Yeah, there. Here's your money. Our next show is going to be Friday the 13th. It's going to be our good luck show on 13th of November. We're going at 5:15 p.m., so we'll see if that can jack up the numbers a little bit because even more people will be off work. See you then. Bye-bye.